Hello, this is Molly from That Eurovision site, and today I am here with I am interviewing the Dora 2025 contestant, Petha. If you are able to introduce yourself to people who may have not heard of you before.
Hi everyone, dobar dan. My name is Petar Brkljačić and I'm a singer-songwriter from Croatia. And I need to say music has always been a huge part of my life, and it's something I've been passionate about since I was young. And over the years I worked to hone my craft and develop my own sound. And being a part of Dora 2025 is an incredible opportunity, and I'm so excited to share my music with all of you.
So, speaking on Dora, what made you want to join Dora 2025?
It was my dream as a child, as a kid, because it's always how to say that my music journey began when I was very young, and I grew up in a family where music was always appreciated, and I was exposed to a wide variety of genres from an early age. And as I said, I started singing as a child, and over time I learned to play piano, and writing my own songs started as some way of expressing my feelings. And as I got older, I realized that this was something I wanted to do professionally. So yeah, that's it.
So your song that you're submitting is Crash. I got that right, didn't I? Crash.
Cry, cry.
Cry, right.
Yeah.
Is Cry. So what inspired you when making that song?
My song Cry is about some closure and accepting the end of one chapter in the life. And it's about letting go of something or someone that you've held onto for a long time, and finding peace in that release. And the song speaks to the emotions we go through when we face an ending, whether it's a relationship, some phase in life, or even a personal struggle. And it's a reflection on how endings can often be a start of something new, and that we have the power to find peace and growth in those moments. Yeah.
So, speaking of starting with something new, you had previously been on The Voice Croatia. How did you find being on that show? And especially if I'm right here, it being your first sort of time in that sort of environment, how did you find that?
Yeah, actually, it was the second time because at 17 years old, I was at a show named the Hrvatska traži zvijezdu, and that is also a similar vibe of the show. And the second one is The Voice. I think The Voice is a better experience because I was older, and I knew what I want to do and what I want to sing, and I knew my path and where I want to be. So it was an incredible journey, and I met incredible people and staff there, and now we are like a big family.
How do all these experiences, your experience in 20, in the first show you did in The Voice and now going into Dora, how do you feel all these are going to play into your experience within Dora?
I think it will help me a lot because it's a big experience. I already sang at HRT, and as I said, we are family. We are a big family, and I know everyone who's working there. So Dora 2025 is also held by HRT, and I think it helped me a lot because I was already in their house, so we know each other. And this is kind of a different, level of how to say that, relationship. Yeah.
So speaking on, continue on the topic of Dora, who is your favorite out of the class of sort of Dora 2025? So if you haven't got, if you can't choose, what's your top three?
I have this year is very strong in my opinion. I'm watching the Dora since I was a kid, and we don't know, me personally, I don't know who will be the winner this year, because last year we already know in ourselves that it will be Baby Lasagna. But this year we have very good songs, and I don't know who will be the winner, but in my opinion, my personal taste, I think Marko Bošnjak with Poison Cake is very good, very attractive song, because we didn't have that style in Dora. Also Magazine maybe, and we will see, maybe one of the ballads also. We will see.
There's many different types of genres in Dora, I've noticed.
Yeah.
It's a very good like thing. This is a very fun question I usually ask. So, how do you usually prefer your coffee? If you don't drink coffee, how do you usually prefer your tea? So, you're more like an espresso, black coffee, maybe lemon tea person, for example.
I love tea and coffee, but maybe a little bit more coffee type. I like it iced latte.
Yes, I agree. Vanilla or caramel?
Depends, but maybe vanilla with oat milk.
I can agree. I'm just having a look. Da, da, da. Here we go. So what do you do to prepare for your performances? So some people like go and meditate, some people go and like vocal practice. What's your ideal way of preparing and calming yourself down before?
You mean before stepping onto the stage?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to be alone. It's most important thing to me. I like to take a few deep breaths to calm my nerves and center myself, and also like to close my eyes and visualize the performance, imagining myself fully in the moment and connecting with the song and the audience. And also, I remind myself why I'm doing this, and this is to share my music and connect with people, and it helps me feel more grounded and ready to give my best performance, I think.
So, what message would you like to say to your fans, and what song of yours would you like to recommend to people who are just recently stumbling across your music? What
Yeah.
top song of yours would you recommend to them?
To this moment, this is my second song, because I'm only in this whole years I'm producing for other people, and this is my second song for me. I have Sakrime Udlanove song and this Kraj. I don't know. I think my songs are always songs that it is not first time hit. You need to give it time, and you need to open your heart and emotions to the songs, because I'm always writing songs that have so many emotions and so many reflecting feelings. So I just want to thank everyone who is listening to my songs, and I don't know, I can wait to give my live performance, because we are preparing something special.
And vote for Peppa in Dora
Yeah, thank you.
What would you say? What would your advice be for any new artists coming into Dora? Well, you've done some shows before, like we've previously
Yes.
discussed. So, what would you be your advice for people who are just newly going into Dora? It's their first sort of show. Like, I wouldn't. Survival show is what I call it, but I guess, like. I don't know what you'd call it, reality show, whatever you want to
Yeah,
call it.
maybe music
Yeah.
show, yeah. Music show. My advice, it's a hard question. Just be yourself. Maybe that is the right answer, because it's tricky when you're young and going into the music business, and I learned it myself with 17 years old. Now I'm 33, so it's a big difference. And what I learned is just be yourself, don't copy anyone, and do your style. And I think that is the good advice.
I forgot to ask this one. This one's really important. What is your favorite Eurovision act or Eurovision artist in this case?
In the whole Eurovision?
You can do whole Eurovision 2024, whatever. If the whole of Eurovision is like you've got too many, just stick to like just maybe in the recent decade or like 2024, whatever is easier.
Yeah, for me that is the easy question because in the whole Eurovision, the biggest inspiration in my songs and my work is always Loreen. She is like something that I look up to in the because she's like describing emotions as I am putting that live show and that's very nice vocals. So I think she is the number one for me in the whole Eurovision.
This is going to be a harder question. Euphoria or Tattoo?
Maybe it's a tough, but maybe because it was the first song when I met her, it will be Euphoria, of course.
Oh my gosh, you've met Loreen. Sorry, I'm just.
No, not in live,
I'm
not
too
in
much of a
live.
Loreen fangirl, man.
Also, no, I didn't met her, but in the music way, but there is a fun fact in this year, the date when it's Dora semifinals, I booked the VIP card to meet her actually in Vienna, but I can't go because I need to do live at Dora. So
Oh, maybe
maybe
another time.
sometime.
She's going on tour, so maybe she'll go to Croatia and yeah. Is there any more you want to add on? Anything?
I don't know. I think we say everything. I said goodbye to the people who are watching, right? And
Yeah.
if you have anything else, you can ask.
So when what oh yes, here we go. So who if you'd pick out of any artist who what is your dream collaboration, your dream artist to collab with ever?
Yeah. Very, very special question. I don't know if you know and if the people who are watching this know this guy. His name is Rye X. He's Australian American singer, songwriter, very special, and that duet would be like a dream come true. Also Loreen, Olafur Arnalds, he's a neoclassical piano player, so good. Mauro from Eurovision, from Portugal, also beautiful. And I don't know, this is like the kind of music I'm listening every day, so that is like my taste.
So you were talking about sort of classical genres. What would you say are the three genres that would describe your sort of music?
I'm always saying when people ask me that I don't have the specific genre, but I have the fusion of them. I don't know, I like neoclassical with some classical instruments and electronica. Indietronica also is very nice. Cinematic, everything is always. I love cinematic stuff, and I have a dream to do cinematic stuff for movies and short films and stuff. And that's it. Electronica, cinematic, mystic, and indietronica ballads. I don't know. The fusion of that all.
Sort of like sort of more of like a visual performance type thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
when I'm creating the song because I'm producing my songs in my studio, I'm always visualizing the song. It is the I don't know, it's important for me because without visualizations I can't make anything. So I'm always in my space, in my I don't know
In your
some
element.
visuals.
Right, okay, let me think. with visual wise, you're sort of going, are you go you don't have to give any spoilers, but you're sort of going for sort of like a you like what Ukraine did in 2024 when they sort of used the elements around them to sort of create like an artistic stage in a way, or do you prefer when you when watching performances, do you prefer that, or are you more like simple, not simple, sort of toned down, but impact it has an impact.
Yeah, I understand. How to explain that? Some songs and some music is only you need the performer and the mic. Some songs just need to be with something else on the stage and with the visuals and with the lights and stuff. For my song, we are preparing something very beautiful. I will not be alone. It will be scenography. Something will be at stage. And that's something I can say that will be, you can see it from my music video, and it will be in the other form at the stage. So that's all I can say, but it will be very cinematic, mystical, dark. And very raw with my emotions from singing.
Yeah. Oh, apologies if you hear my dog barking downstairs. I have a
No,
cairn.
it's
He
okay.
loves to bark. So, when let I'm going to go to more deep questions here. What would you say? Sort of, we've talked about the meaning of your music, but is there anything that sort of from your experience that sort of pulled that meaning into the song? So you was talking about sort of moving on, or like sort of I guess letting go of certain things in a way. How has the experience of your life sort of led into the lyrics or the meaning of your song, basically?
But yeah, it's about letting go of something or someone that you held onto for a long time. The song speaks to the emotions we go through, a phase in life, maybe, or even a personal struggle. So I think it's very, how to say that, for everyone, you know, everyone can feel it and everyone can understand it because it can be about anything, you know. But mostly, like it's a reflection on how endings can often be the start of something new and something better. So I think it's a very good message to all.
So it's kind of like how you've gone from one place to another, and you're kind of basically growing with the song in that sort of sense, from what I'm hearing. Like you've gone from, well, it's a very good message, kind of just grow like an artist. Would you say it sort of links back to sort of like an artist's journey? Like maybe a lot of the people who listen to it could probably relate to that, would you say?
It's a tricky for the people who are not understand Croatian, but when you translate it, you can see that the song name "Cry" is meaning the end, and it's reverse. It's really a beginning of something new. So that is why I said that the song is not on the first hit, on the first hearing, and you need to give it the time and see and understand what I mean to say. Yeah, because cry is not the end, because the end is the new beginning.
So thank you very much for watching our interview with Petha. If you would like to watch more of our videos, feel free to like below. Also, ring the notification bell to keep updated on our channel. And also, feel free to like us across our many platforms, X, Blue Sky, Instagram, Twitter, and anywhere else you can find us. Thank you very much for watching.